Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Meseches Yoma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Robert Goodman, Le'ilo Nishmas, Chaim Menachem Aaron, Ben Yecheskel Nechemya.
Learning Meseches Yoma Daf Memvav. The Gemara at the end of Daf Mem and Beis was learning up the psukim that the kolz that you take, the gecholim that you take, in order to do the avoid of the k'tayrus lefnai lefnim, has to be taken from the Mizbeach HaChitzayim, and not from the Mizbeach HaPnimi. And the Pasuk says, V'lokach m'lei amachta gachalei esh me'ala Mizbeach m'lefnei Hashem. So me'ala Mizbeach alone, you don't know which Mizbeach. The Gemara declares, does it mean the Mizbeach HaChitzayim? The Gemara gives a svar why it should be Mizbeach HaChitzayim. The Gemara gives a svar why it should be Mizbeach HaPnimi. So it says, since it says m'lefnei Hashem, eizu Mizbeach shemechsosu l'fnei Hashem v'en kulei l'fnei Hashem, Havayim is a mizbeach achitzin. Which mizbeach is partially lifnei Hashem and not totally lifnei Hashem? That's a mizbeach achitzin. So Rashi learns that the pshana is like this, that the pasuk is telling you two tnoim in the lekichas hagecholim. They have to be taken from a mizbeach. They also have to be taken from a lifnei Hashem, which is another tnai. Not only does it have to be taken from the mizbeach, but it has to also be taken from lifnei Hashem. By the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the whole Mizbeach is Lefnei Hashem. There are no other places, there's no way to take a Cholim from the Mizbeach HaPnimi that's not Lefnei Hashem. The whole Mizbeach is in the Hecho, it's all called Lefnei Hashem. So Memela, if Me'ala Mizbeach means the Mizbeach HaPnimi, so how could he give another Tanai of Lefnei Hashem? There's no Makom for such a Tanai. The whole thing is Lefnei Hashem. Elamai, that Shpares, that forces you to say that the Mizbeach means the Mizbeach HaChitzen. And there, the side of the Mizbeach that's facing Meirav, that's called Lefnei Hashem. That's facing the Hechel, that's called Lefnei Hashem. Mashenken, the other three sides of the Mizbeach, they're not facing the Hechel. The Tzaf and the Dayim and the Mizrach, they're not called Lefnei Hashem. So here, the Torah, it makes sense, the Torah is tonight, that you're taking Me'al Mizbeach, and you're taking Dafka Lefnei Hashem, Dafka from the Tzad Meirav. So that's how you know that the Mizbeach is a Mizbeach Achitzen. And this is all from Rashi, kishemadaktik boy, that's what he's saying. Is the Mizbeach Sheish Chalak boy, Mami Menu Lefnei Hashem? Which Mizbeach do you have to be Mechalak, you could differentiate in the Mizbeach, which part of this Mizbeach is Lefnei Hashem? Shehuskik HaKosav Loimim Lefnei Hashem. And that forced the Pasuk to say that you have to take Dafka from the Lefnei Hashem part. Havayim is a Mizbeach HaPchitzen, Dilu Pnei Mekul Lefnei Hashem. So wouldn't it be shaykh to make another Tanai, not only take him Al Mizbeach, but also take him Lefnei Hashem? Because the whole thing is Lefnei Hashem. Nechitzen, then you can make another Tanai. And the Gemara Firzois, V'yitzuch L'michtum Lefnei Hashem. V'yitzuch L'michtum Al Mizbeach, V'yitzuch L'michtum Lefnei Hashem. That's the right both Pesukim. Because if it only write Me'ala Mizbeach, you would think the Mizbeach is Mizbeach HaPnimi. That's what you think the Mizbeach is. That's why it says Me'lefnei Hashem. So why doesn't it only say Me'lefnei Hashem? And the Kasha, according to Rashi, is, if you say, Dafka take the Gecholim that Me'lefnei Hashem, so Avadi taking it from a Mizbeach, that's klar, that goes without saying, and Avadi you're going to take them from the Mizbeach where you have to read ice to me, that it's Lefnei Hashem. So even if you didn't write Me'ala Mizbeach, you know from Lefnei Hashem that's in Svar, you'd have to take it from Mizbeach. And which one? Because the Torah gave you a Tanaim Lefnei Hashem, right? There must be the Mizbeach that's Lefnei Hashem. So Gemara says, but for only Lefnei Hashem, you would think Dafka Lefnei Hashem, of Mahai Gisa Emeloi Tzricha. And Rashi explains, you would think it has to be Kenegad HaPesach. The Mizbeach was actually longer than the Pesach of the Hechel. So there's a part of the Mizbeach which was connected to Pesach of the Hechel. You would think only that part of the Mizbeach is called Lefnei Hashem. But the other part of the Mizbeach, even on the Tzad Meiriv, even on the side facing the Hechel, but even the side facing the Hechel, if it's not Mechuvin connected to the Hechel, it's on the side, it's diagonally across from the Hechel, you would think it's not called Lefnei Hashem. That's why it says Me'al Mizbeach, to teach you that the sides are also called Me'lefnei Hashem. Because Me'al Mizbeach is marba something. That as long as you took a Me'al Mizbeach, it's good. So kibli have a ribi and a miyut. Me'al Mizbeach is marba anything in the Mizbeach. Me'lefnei Hashem alone would mean dafkuk mechuvin keneged the Pesach. Now you have both. So you make a pshar. It has to be a kapanim that's sad meir. It has to be at least across from the Heichal, at least diagonally across, but not the other tzadim. That's how Rashi learns up the sugya in the Ritva, and Taisus also. Now Taisus asks a kasha that the Gemara in Zvachim, in the beginning of the sixth parak, is mavur that you talk have to take the gecholim from the part of the mizbeach that's mechuvin connected to Pesach Heichal Mamish. So what's the pshat in that sugya? It says you don't have to. So Taisus makes the chilutin lechatchilim b'diavet. Lechatchilim. Yitak hafti mekayim the pasuk where how be mashman a pashtus a pasuk melefnei Hashem mamish keneged the pesach haheichal. The extra ribuy of mizbeach, which teaches you to broaden your definition of lefnei Hashem to include the entire tzad maravi, even the high gisa, the high gisa, that means b'di'evit. B'di'evit, there's a kiyum of lefnei Hashem there also, that much you learn after mizbeach. But lechatchila dika din of lefnei Hashem is taka mechuvin keneged the pesach haheichal, like it says in the Gemara in Zvachim. That's what Taisus adds. Imam in Ilchas Havayisya Mikapurim Perek Dal Lacha Aleph, he takas says you have to take the Gecholim from the Tzad HaMaravi, min HaMizbech min HaSamach L'mayruv, Shem HaMe'al HaMizbech M'lefnei Hashem. But he doesn't mention this L'chatchila D'Gedin they have to take K'neged HaPesach. So Agamar, which didn't very good with the Rambam, Agamar also didn't mention any L'chatchila D'Gedin, but the Gemara in Zvachim Mishmer, the Gemara in Zvachim Klor says you have to take from the Samach L'Pesach. So Lacha Mishnah asks the Kasha, and Lacha Mishnah is matchik a line in the Gemara in Zvachim. He says, the Rambam held that Taisus Teretz Yimchalti Achilim B'dievet is a Deichik, and mainly learned up the Gemara in Zvachim also that didn't mean Mamish Mechuvin Keneged the Pesach. It's very hard to learn the Gemara in Zvachim that way. The Mayim Chaim from the Prichadash says that the Rambam learned as a Machlokes HaSugyas. Our Sugyas said, Mehagis is called Melefnei Hashem. Vaisus Our Sugyas held, you don't have to take Mechuvin Keneged the Pesach. The Gemara in Zvachim had said, you have to take Mechuvin Keneged the Pesach. But it was arguing an Agumar, and the Rambam passes like Agumar. So Semis writes, L'chayr kol ha-sugya tumua. And they ask two kashas. First kasha is, when the Gemara first said, v'itzuch l'michtav me'al mizbech, v'itzuch l'michtav l'fnei Hashem. D'i kasha rachman l'me'al mizbech, hava amina ma'im mizbech mizbech, nimi kasha rachman l'fnei Hashem. The reason why it had to say both is because if it only wrote me'al mizbech, you would think it means a mizbech ha-pnimi. That's why it has to say m'lifnei Hashem. Fact is, Semis, why did the Gemara have to come on to that? Tebik Leif would only write Me'al HaMizbech, you Bechlal wouldn't know the din they have to take from the Tzad Maravi. Why do you have to say it's because you would think the Mizbech is Mizbech HaPnimi? Tebik Leif, you need Melefnei Hashem to teach you have to take from the Tzad Maravi. If you'd only write Me'al HaMizbech, even if you knew it means Mizbech HaChitzim, but you'd be missing the din that you have to take the Gecholim Melefnei Hashem. But that misses, I don't think it's such a shtark akasha. Maybe Enichinami, the Gemara could have said that reason why it's Yitzchuk L'michim Melefnei Hashem. But emes nakat lemaisa. If it would not have written milfnei Hashem, it's mavur in the shak of Atar earlier. You wouldn't know which mizbech. You would takas say that the mizbech means the mizbech apnimi. So it didn't say that if it would write milfnei Hashem, you would think it would mean the whole mizbech achitz and you wouldn't need tzad maravi, because that's not true. If it would write mal mizbech and not milfnei Hashem, you takas wouldn't think it needs a mizbech achitz and altogether. You'd say it's a mizbech apnimi, which is cool milfnei Hashem. So emes asks another kasha. The amimanav shach. If the Haigis and Haigis is Melefnei Hashem, to them, why do you need Me'al HaMizbech for? Pshita you could take from there. Elamayim Haigis and Haigis is not Melefnei Hashem. So what's the pshat? Me'al HaMizbech teaches you that it's kosher. Where does Me'al HaMizbech teach you that it's kosher if it's not Melefnei Hashem? So I don't see why it's so shver. Like we explained before, Me'al HaMizbech is Mar B'mur. Melefnei Hashem alone would be Memai Tafka to Keneged HaHechel. When you have a pasuk that's married, but pasuk's married, so you go in the middle, and you broaden your definition of Mufnei Hashem, that doesn't mean Mamish Mechuvin Keneged the Pesach Eichel, but includes its Tadim Ha'igisa Ma'igisa. Al Kopanim, the Sasemis wasn't sufficient with this, so he brings a new pshat in the Gemara from Rabbeinu Hillel. And Hillel says that when it says Eza Mizbech Shemechsasa Lufnei Hashem, Rabbeinu Hillel says in the Teresh Kainim, that when it says Eza Mizbech Shemechsasa Lufnei Hashem, that means which mizbeach you do some things from lefnei Hashem, the marshal you burn the emirim there, and you also have things that have a chelik bailim and a chelik kayanim. It's not kulay laHashem. You don't only burn oilas and mizbeach achitzin. You also burn a chatas asher mashlamim, which has a chelik kanim, a chelik bailim. That's what it means. It's not kulay lefnei Hashem. So he says if that's taket b'shanim lefnei Hashem. So if we only write Melefnei Hashem, you would taka think that it has to be dafka mechuvin keneged the Pesach Eichel. It has to dafka, you have to dafka take from there. But now that it says me'alam is bech melefnei Hashem, so there is no din to take from lefnei Hashem altogether. The mizbech is called lefnei Hashem, meaning mixes lefnei Hashem, because you bring karbanos that have a chelik avay and have a chelik bailim. So it's a description in the mizbech. So lemaisa, there is no such din that you have to take from the tzad meravi from lefnei Hashem. Let's say he wants to learn Ibn Rabbeinu Hillel. Let's talk about chiddush l'kibshat. But the mefarshim here, this is Rabbeinu Chananel on the side of the Gemara and the Meiri, they also seem to learn lemaskana that there is bechlal no din to take from the tzad meiriv. It's like the lashon of Rabbeinu Chananel. V'etzuch lemichtav ma'al mizbech l'rabbis kol ha'kolim shev mizbech afilo oizah shebetzadim she'enem mechuvanim k'neged Pesach ha'echel shulufnei Hashem. The lashon kol ha'kolim shev mizbech afilo oizah shebetzadim and not saying kol ha'kolim shebetzadim meiriv sounds like all the gecholim mizbech are good enough. The Meiri is also mashman that way. The Meiri says that v'shem etayim alit al me oisim gecholim shulufnei Hashem u'pirisham mikrim oisit tzad shulufnei Hashem. It's also mashma you can take from any place you want on the Mizbech. I think they're learning like this, and Rabbeinu Hillel also, even though he has Mechudesh de Gepshad and Lefnei Hashem, is the same thing. In other words, in Rashi and the Ritvan and Taisus, it's Tutanon. You have to take Me'al Mizbech, you also have to take Me'lefnei Hashem. So the reason why the Torah had to write Me'al Mizbech, even if you just wrote Me'lefnei Hashem, you'd know you'd have to take from the Mizbech. It's to broaden your definition of Melefnei Hashem. That's not only Mechuvin Kneged the Pesach, it includes Hagisa v'Hagisa. Masha'en Kain, the way Rabbeinu Chananel and the Meiri and Rabbeinu Hillel are learning, Eina Chanami, if it only wrote Melefnei Hashem, so that would be a Tanai in the Lekichas HaGecholim, that they have to be taken Melefnei Hashem and only work if you take the ones that are Kneged, the Mechuvin Kneged the Pesach HaHechol. But now that it says Me'al Mizbech Melefnei Hashem, Melefnei Hashem is not another Tanai where you're taking the Gecholim. Melefnei Hashem is a description of the Mizbech. Either like Rabbeinu Hillel, that it's a Mizbech which is used for Karbonis that are Miksosei L'Hashem and Miksosei have a Chelik Bailim. Or like the Meiri and the Rabbeinu Chananel, that Melefnei Hashem is a description of Mizbech Achitzin, which is a Miksas Lefnei Hashem. Part of the Mizbech Achitzin happens to be Lefnei Hashem. But it's a description of the Mizbech. The Mizbech is Melefnei Hashem. The Mizbech that Miksasa is Lefnei Hashem. But it's not another Tanai in where you're taking the Gecholim. Haim that it says, Me'al Mizbech Melefnei Hashem, if it would only write Me'al Mizbech, so you wouldn't know which Mizbech. It's Seder Mizbech HaPnimi. If it only write Melefnei Hashem, so the Pshat is you'd have to take from the Mizbech HaChitza Mechuvin Keneged the Pesach. Now that it writes Me'al Mizbech Melefnei Hashem, Melefnei Hashem is a description of Mizbech. It's the Mizbech that is Miksasa Lefnei Hashem, meaning the Mizbech that part of it is Keneged the Hechel, and part of it is not. And you could take from anywhere in that Mizbech, there is no din to take from the Tzad Meiriv. Like we said, Rashi, the Ritvan, the Rambam, will hold no, there is a din you have to take from the Tzad Meiriv. And now let's see the next sugya. The Gemara says, Amar Abulazim Shumbar Kapara, Eimer Hayi Rabbi Meir, Avery Oyla Shinitaisu, Islam Arachab of Neatzman. If you have limbs of the Oyla, which were left over from yesterday, they weren't mukder yet, you make a Marachab of Neatzman, you make a separate Marachab of a Seidron, and you set them up in a separate Marachab. Rafilu B'Shabbos. Another Chiddush is even on Shabbos, you make a separate Marachab for them. So Rashi says that the Gemara now was discussing the two chidushim that it said. First of all, that you make a marachah from the atzmon b'chol, and second of all, that you make a marachah from the atzmon b'Shabbos. So on the chidush that you make a marachah from the atzmon b'chol, not the chidush of Shabbos, the Gemara says, Ma'ika Mashman, Taninat b'chol ma'ishim arba marachas, Rabbi Meir holds that you do four marachas every day, and this is Rabbi Meir. And the fourth marachah, like the Gemara said before, is for the evarim u'pedarim, that one he ties to. So what's the chidush that Rabbi Meir said that? He already said in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Amr Abavin, L'nitzchel l'psulim. It's talking about if they became pasul, Kabbanis became pasul, it was Pigul or Eiser or Tamei, and there the chiddush is that even psulim, you are makter it in Amrachav l'atzmai. V'davka mashal b'na'ar, but only if it already had akhtar, it was mashal b'na'ar, so there the din is, even if it's a pasul or karbin, but once it's mashal b'na'ar, it has a din akhtar, Rashi says, it becomes lach mishal mizbech, even though normally in Allah be makter apostle of carbon, but when it's mashal ben ar, you could be makdir it. So then you make a maracha b'fnei atzmai. Avu ksheirin, loy mashal ben ha'ar loy. But if it's not mashal ben ha'ar, so then if it's psulim, you can't be makdir it. It's a possible carbon. Igadabri, echa ksheirin v'echa psulim, y mashal ben ha'ar in loy loy. The other lashon says that even ksheirim, you only make a maracha b'fnei atzmai if it's mashal ben ha'ar. If it's not mashal ben ha'ar, even ksheirim, you don't make a maracha b'fnei atzmai. And the Gemara asks, "Vafilu b'Shabbos Tanina, what's the chiddush that even on Shabbos you make a maracha b'fnei atzmai?" It's mefurish in the Mishnah. Even on Shabbos you do. It says Vayayim Chamesh. It says mefurish in Yom Kippur, which has the same din as Shabbos, that you make a fifth maracha, and the fifth maracha is according to Rav Meir. The fourth maracha is because they varim shani taisu. So you see, even on Yom Kippur, which has a din of Shabbos, you also burn the yesterday's karbanis. So the Gemara says, "Amr v'acha be'akiv itzrich." You still need barka bark. That's only when Yom Kippur comes out on a Sunday. The chalve Shabbos craving Yom Kippurim, because there the halacha is that you allowed even lechatchila to be makdir the karbanis of Shabbos on Yom Kippur. If Yom Kippur comes out on Sunday, Maitzah Shabbos is Yom Kippur, so you're allowed to burn the karbanis of Shabbos on Yom Kippur. You're allowed to be makdir them because chalve Shabbos craving Yom Kippurim. Avah be'emtzah Shabbos, if Yom Kippur comes out in the middle of the week, and there the halacha is, you're not allowed to lechatchila be makdir the evarim of the erev Yom Kippur. You can't be makdir them on Yom Kippur. There's no tchiyah for those evarim, like we're going to learn the sugya, we're going to see. So then you wouldn't make a maracha for the evarim shenitaisu. Kamash malon, that even if it comes out be'emtzah Shabbos, you do make a maracha for it. And the Gemara says, "Amar Rava man haidle chayish lekimche." Who is that that's not being medayik properly? B'chol yom tanan. It says in the Mishnah, "B'chol yom they made four." B'chol yom is mashma even Shabbos. So again, you see mafurish in the Mishnah, even Shabbos, where chel v'chel is normally not markav in Shabbos, you have a maracha for the ivarim sheni taisu. And the Gemara says kasha. But then the Gemara says, "Upliga the Ravuna," that it's arguing on Ravuna. The Amar Tchilasei Deicha Seifa Eina Deicha, because Rav Huna says that only the Evarim from Shabbos, that's Deicha Shabbos, but the Evarim from Esmo is not Deicha Shabbos. You don't burn them on Shabbos. We'll see very soon. In Rav Huna's Gufa Machloikis, Rav Chistin Rabba, what Rav Huna meant. L'chari, this Gemara is going like Rabba. The Rav Huna was talking about Shabbos. According to Rav Chistin, Rav Huna wasn't talking about Shabbos. He was talking about Tumah, so then it wouldn't be Pliga. But according to Rabba, Rav Chistin was talking about Shabbos. And the male, it's pliga. And what does Rav Huna hold? That's why the Gemara says, Kasha the Mefarshim say, doesn't say to Yufta. Rav Huna Taka has to learn that B'chol Yayim is lav dafka. B'chol Yayim means that they only had four marachas during the week. They didn't have the four marachas on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you can't make an extra maracha for the Evarim Ubdarim Shinitaisu. And that it says in Yom Kippur is Chamesh is dafka when Yom Kippur is Chali is Be'echad B'Shabbos. Because Chal Ve Shabbos Kraven B'Yayim Kippurim. And that's why you can make a fifth maracha for the Evarim Shinitaisu. But in other cases on Yom Kippur, you would not make a fifth maracha because yesterday's Evarim wouldn't be Daicha Yom Kippur. Then the Gemara goes on with the Meim Rav Huna and the two Pshatim in the Meim Rav Huna. And we'll see. We have Rashi's Pshat and we have the Rishayim Pshat that argue on Rashi. The Rav Huna just said, Tamid Tchilase Daicha Seifa Einei Daicha. The Tchila of Tamid is Daicha. The Seifa of Tamid is Eina Deicha. So Rav Chista and Rabbah argue, what did he mean by Deicha and Eina Deicha? What's he talking about? Is he talking about Tum or is he talking about Shabbos? But the Rishayim argue, what exactly did he mean by Tchilasa and Seifa? Let's see the sugya. Rav Chista says, Deicha is a Shabbos, Eina Deicha is a Tum. So Rav Chista learned that Rav Huna. Rav Huna was talking about being Deicha Shabbos, but not talking about being Deicha Tum. Being Deicha Tum. I mean, Rav Chisda is talking about b'negeya d'chiyah tumah. Now, d'chiyah Shabbos would work even by Seifa. But Rav Huna was saying that tumah, it would only be d'echa b'tchilase, won't be d'echa b'seifa. So according to Rav Chisda, Rashi learns like this, that when it says tchilase and Seifa, now Shabbos, everything's d'echa. Tchila is d'echa, Seifa is d'echa, everything's d'echa by Shabbos. But by tumah, only tchila is d'echa tumah. But Seifa is not Deicha Tumah. Zakt Rashi, what does that mean? Tchila means a Shechita and a Zrika. That's Deicha Tumah. That's necessary for the carbon. That the Torah said you're allowed to do even though it's B'Tumah. B'Tumah Uchu B'Tzibu, you're allowed to go and bring the carbon even B'Tumah. That's the Pshat in Trilasa, and Seifa means the Akhtar. The Akhtar is not the Echetoma. You can't be makter a carbon betoma, even a carbon tzibur, because since you don't need the Akhtar is not makiv, the Torah never gave you a right to be makter a carbon betoma. That's how Avchista learns it, Rav. And according to that, has no real shaykhis to the discussion before, which is in regard to Dechiyah Shabbos. Rabbi says, Rav was talking about Shabbos, and Rabbi says, Trilasa Deicha, Seifa ain't a deicha. Lagabe tuma, it's always deicha tuma. You always could be deicha tuma. But lagabe shamas, only the tchila could be deicha, not the seifa. But in Rabbah, Rashi has to be maskim that tchila doesn't only mean the tchila, meaning the shkita and zrika, and seifa, meaning the akhtara, can't be. Because it's mefurish that you'll have to be makter the tumid on Shabbos. So that's even the seifa is deicha Shabbos. So what does it mean that Tchilasa is Deicha Shabbos and ain't Seifa Deicha Shabbos? Tchilasa means if you brought the Tumid that day, the Tumid of Shabbos, that's Deicha Shabbos. And Seifa means yesterday's Tumid. If you brought the Tumid yesterday, yesterday's Tumid is not Deicha Shabbos. The Gemara explains the Svara for both. The Gemara explains the Svara for Rabbah. Rabbah holds Dafka by Tumah. Tumid is Deicha Tumah. The Mela, since the Tchila is Deicha Tumah, so the Seifa also, the Akhtar is also Deicha Tumah. Tamid is Deicha Tumah. Mashenge by Shabbos. The Tamid of Shabbos is Deicha Shabbos. So there you can make the Akhtar on Shabbos. Mashenge, the Tamid of Erev Shabbos, that Chilasa is not Deicha Shabbos. So this Seifa also is not Deicha Shabbos. And the Tamid of Erev Shabbos, you can't make the Akhtar on Shabbos. And what did Rav Chista hold? Rav Chista made a chiluk like this. By Shabbos, which is Hutra B'tzibur, Tzachat Chila, you bring Karbanis on Shabbos. So there the Akhtar is also Deicha. Mashenge by Tumah, which is the Chuyah B'tzibur, so the Shchit and Zrika that you need, so that's what's Deicha. Mashenge and the Akhtar you don't need, the Akhtar is not Ma'akiv, so Mela it's not Deicha. That's how Rashi learns the Sugya. And the Rishayim are bothered by this Pshat. Taisus and the Rishayim, that's two basic kashas on Rashi's Pshat in the Sugya. First is the Yisayvus Sukkah Machlekes. They say it's not Shaykh to say that the Seifai is not Deicha Tumah. The Rashi learns Seifai. In Rav Chista, that Seifei means the Akhtara is about the Osa Deicha Tumah. They bring common Rais from Gemaris that the Akhtara is Deicha Tumah. They're mfapal about the Rais. Rashi Al Kopanim seem to hold that according to Rav Chista, the din that Tumah Hutcha B'tzib is Dafka the Shchit and Zrika, not the Akhtara. And the Rishayim in Emma not that way. The Rishayim in Emma, there can't be such a Shita, Avad the Akhtara is Osa Deicha Tumah. Derech Agav, the Taisa Shanim in the Ritva, learn up in Rashi that it depends. If the carbon became tummy before the zrika, then Amon Rashi's avada maskin that he could be makterit betuma. Because if he can't be makterit, there's a din according to Rabbi Yeshua in main baser ain dam. Rabbi Yeshua holds that he can't be zerik the dam if there's no aktaro, no achil in the carbon. He can't be zerik the dam. So if you have an oila, you have a tummy or a musaf, and it became tummy before the zrika, it's b'chol not shaykh to say that you could be zarek the dam and you can't be makter it. You wouldn't be able to be zarek the dam if there's no din akhtara. So Teis Hashanim and the Ritva both say, even according to Rashi, the discussion is if it became tummy after the zrika. If it became tummy after the zrika, there Rashi holds, according to Rav Chista, that even though it's a carbon tzibur, normally tum is hutcha b'tzibur, but that's only the shchita and the zrika, the akhtara is not hutcha b'tzibur. But the Rishayim hold not the way. The Rishayim hold Avada, everybody holds that Akhtara by Tumah is Hutcha B'tzibur, even if it became Tumah after the Zrika. That's one problem the Rishayim have with Rashi. The second problem is that the Sugya doesn't shtim so good. Because according to Rav Chista, Tchilase and Seifai mean Shchita and Zrika. Tchila means Shchita and Zrika. I mean Shchita and Zrika and Akhtara. Tchila means Shchita and Zrika. And Seifa means Akhtara. That's what Rav Chista holds. That when he says, Tchilasa is Deicha Tumah, Seifa and Deicha means the Shchit and Zrika is Deicha Tumah, and Akhtara is not Deicha Tumah. But when it comes to Rabbah, that Tchilasa and Seifa, there even Rashi is masking, Avad and Akhtara is also Deicha Shabbos. But Tchilasa means today's Tumid, and Seifa means yesterday's Tumid. So why should Rabbah and Rav Chista have a machlek is where Avunah meant by Tchilasa and Seifa? L'chai they both knew where Avunah meant Tchilasa and Seifa. So the Rishayim say, this is a pshat that Rashi brings from his Rabbeisav Shirashi's pshat, that the whole sugya Tchilase means today's Tumid, and Seifa means yesterday's Tumid. If it's talking about, if it's today's Tumid, Sai Shabbos and Sai Tumah, everyone's masking mitzdeicha. If you have a Talmud you brought on Shabbos, you makdu it on Shabbos. If the Talmud itself, if it's today's Talmud, is Tameh, even if it didn't become Tameh before the Zrika, even if it became Tameh after the Zrika, but Talmud is a carbon tzibur, and Memela, it's Deicha Tumah, the Akhtar is Deicha Tumah, but that's only if it's today's Talmud. If it's yesterday's Talmud, then you have a Machlaikis. According to Rav Chisda, if it's yesterday's Talmud, then it's Deicha Shabbos, because Shabbos is Hutcher B'tzibur. Mashenkin, it's not Deicha Tumah. Tumah is the Chuyah B'tzibur, is Dafka today's Talmud, not yesterday's Talmud. Mashenkin, Rabbo Svaket. Now Tumah, even yesterday's is Deicha Tumah, because Tchilasa is Deicha Tumah. Yesterday was Deicha Tumah. Samael, today it's also Deicha Tumah. Mashenkin, Shabbos, since the Erev Shabbos Talmud is not Deicha Shabbos, the Tchilasa is Hud and Akhtara of the Talmud of Erev Shabbos is not Deicha Shabbos. Only Shabbos' Talmud is Deicha Shabbos. Erev Shabbos' Talmud is not Deicha Shabbos. He's showing and bringing that Rashi was bothered with this pshat, that what does the Gemara mean? According to Rav Chisda, the Ikka Kapara is Deicha Tumah, but the Seifer, which is not the Ikka Kapara, is not Deicha Tumah. L'chaira, if you're going to say Tchilasa means the Shkita and Zrika, I understand, that's the Ikka Kapara, and the Seifer means the Akhtara, that's not the Ikka Kapara. Mashenki, and if you're going to tell me Tchilasa means yesterday's Tumah, today's Tumah, and Seifer means yesterday's Tumah, we're talking about the Akhtara in both cases are not the Ikka Kapara. But the Rishayim say it's not Shver. If you could call the Akhtara the Ikka Kapara, it means the Ikka time of that Kravis a carbon, that's called the Ikka Kapara. That's Deicha Tumah. Mashenkin, if it's yesterday's carbon, that's not the Ikka Kapara, it's not the Ikka time for this Akhtara, that's not called Ikka Kapara, that's not Deicha Tumah. Atkan the Sugya. Now, Nach the Sugya, and that's in din of whether the Tumah of Friday is Deicha Shabbos. We have three sugyas, we have three gemaras about it. We have kamashitas in the Rishonim, how it works, lalacha, how we figure out all the different gemaras that we have about this thing. If Friday's Tumah, you could be makdir on Shabbos. We have our sugya, which is sugya started off with the name of Bar Kapara, that afilu b'Shabbos, you could be makdir, they varim that when he tells you yesterday. And then the gemara firzai, so like we said, l'chara machlekes rabin of chista according to Rav Huna. If Seifa is Deicha Shabbos, and according to all Rishonim, that meant if yesterday's Talmud is Deicha Shabbos or not. So Agamar sounds like it's a Machloikis, Rabban of Chisda according to Rav Huna, and Bar Kapara said that it was Deicha Shabbos. The Gemara in Daf Chav Dalet in Shabbos and Daf Fei Gimel in Psachim that says a drasha, Oyla Shabbos b'Shabbatai, Oyla Shabbos b'Shabbos, v'Oyla Schoil b'Shabbos. The Baal Tepasik says, Oyla Shabbos b'Shabbatai, you can bring an Oyla of Shabbos on Shabbos. That teaches you, Dafkan Oyla of Shabbos you can bring on Shabbos, but the Oyla Schoil, you can't be makter on Shabbos. So that Gemara has a drasha from a Pasuk, you can't be makter the Oyla Schoil on Shabbos. That's another Gemara. And then we have a third Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Chav, that darshins from the Pasuk, Mesh Veseichem, like Sevaru Eish B'chol Mesh Veseichem, you're only not allowed to burn a fire b'chol mesh v'seichem, but you're allowed to burn the base of Mikdash. And the Gemara says, Ahu l'mishrei evarim u'pedarim asa. It's coming to tell you that it's mutter to burn evarim and pedarim. So the Rishayim say, l'chayr, it doesn't mean the evarim u'pedarim of Shabbos, because that you learn from Oyla Shabbos v'Shabbatai. Oyla Shabbos v'Shabbatai tells you that you can be makt to the Oyla Shabbos on Shabbos. So what is the pasuk l'mishrei evarim u'pedarim asa of mesh v'seichem coming to teach you? It must be Erev Shabbos. So there we have the stira. Our Gemara has a whole sugi about it. We have one Gemara that brings a pasuk, Oyla Shabbos b'Shabbatai, and not Oyla Schoil b'Shabbos. And we have another Gemara that says, L'mishre Evarim u'Pedarim, and L'charit means Evarim u'Pedarim from Erev Shabbos. So the Kama Pshatim and the Rishonim to answer the stira at the Firas La'alacha. First we have the Ri and the Riva that Taisus brings down. The Ri and Riva answers the stira like this. Oyla Shabbos b'Shabbatai, Oyla Schoil b'Shabbos, is talking about by loy mashle ben ar. You didn't make any akhtara yet on the thing. Then it's also to make the akhtara on Shabbos. It's the Talmud that from Friday, there was no din of mashle ben ar. So the mail, it's also to makter it on Shabbos. The Gemara of Lemishre Evarim Bebedarim, that's talking about mashle ben ar. Like our Gemara, it says that by mashle ben ar, then the din is that if they varim on itaisri, you can be makter it even on Shabbos. Now, Taiz is bothered with this pshat because we had two lashonis in the Gemara. We had one lashon that says that by Mashman Ar is dafka b'psulin of b'ksheirim loy, And the Igad Amri said, Echad Kshayim Vechad Psulim. So it sounds like the first Lashon of the Gemara held that Psulim need Mashal Ben Ar. Kshayim don't need Mashal Ben Ar. Only the second Lashon of the Gemara held Echad Kshayim Vechad Psulim. Jesus says, no, both the Shainis hold that Kshayim and Psulim both need Mashal Ben Ar. The two Lashonis are arguing if it's a Chiddush by Kshayim. Is the Chiddush by Psulim? Or is the Chiddush by Kshayim also? That's what Taisus is Matchik in the Gemara. The Mishnah Lamelech already asked the Kasha, that Gemara wasn't talking about Shabbos Bechlal. Like we learned that Gemara, the way Rashi learns, is talking about Bechayel. And the Shaila was Bechayel, when you have yesterday's Evarim, Sulim, you only make a Merach of Ne'atzma when it's Mashal Ben Ar, and Kshayim, there were two Lashaynas. Mashayinkin, if it's on Shabbos, maybe there you need Mashal Ben Ar for Kshayim Musso. And then Mrs. Taisa Shanim already says this, as a Teretz. That the Pshaz Agamar never says Kloda Bekshayim, you don't need Mashal Ben Ar b'Shabbos. It only says it Bechayel, the guy ben Maracha b'fnei Atzmai. I think Taisus was Geiris like the Girsa that Rashi was Shailol. Rashi says a Girsa that Bar Kapara was talking about a Varim Shalchayel. Rashi says he's not Geiris the Girsa, but Rashi says there was such a Girsa, Mestama Taisus also Geiris, that the whole Bar Kapara, according to Taisus, wasn't talking about Stam Bechayel. Was too many very shechol being makdur b'shabbos. That was all bakapara, and even then you had two l'shaynis. If you need mashal ben ar, loy mashal ben ar, and that says that's the matchik that according to all l'shaynis, you do need mashal ben ar. The only shail is if it's a chiddush or not. Al kopanim, that's the first shita, that when it's mashal ben ar, then you makdur the evarim of Friday of chayil of erev Shabbos on Shabbos, and when it's not mashal ben ar, then you're not makdur it. So what's the machloekes of Chista and Rabba? So Taisus says the machloekes of Chista and Rabba is not discussing if you makter them. Avadi you makter them. The machloekes of Chista and Rabba that talks about if it's deicha ain't a deicha is discussing if you make a marachah b'fnei atzman or not. That the one that says deicha means that you make a marachah b'fnei atzman, and the one that says ain't a deicha is a pshat, you don't make a marachah b'fnei atzman. But everyone has to hold that it's taka, you are makter them. Because that's the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Chaf that you learn out from Eshu Sechel, L'mishrei Evarim U'Pedarim Uda Asa. Since you have a Pasuk, L'mishrei Evarim U'Pedarim, so it has to be that by Mashal Ben Ar, it's Deicha, and by Loi Mashal Ben Ar, everyone has to hold it's not Deicha, because you have the Pasuk of Eilu Shabbos B'Shabbat, of Eilu Schel B'Shabbos. So what's the Machloikish of Chista and Rabba? Taisus learns up, the Machloikish is only if you make a Merachah B'Fnei Atzmai, or you burn it by itself. Or you burn it with the regular maracha, I mean. That's the sheet of the Ri and the Riva. Now, Taisus over here has a problem because Taisus learns up the sugya that they're two l'shaynis. And according to the first lashon, by k'sheirim, you don't need mashal ben ar. So Vaiti have the same problem. How could it be you don't need mashal ben ar? It is the pasuk ayla shabbos b'shabbatai v'ayla schayl b'shabbos. So as a shtim with our sugya, akoponim with the lashon of loy mashal ben ar. With the lashon that you need mashal ben ar, savadet a teretz like the Ri and the Riva, oilas Shabbos b'Shabbat v'oilas Chol b'Shabbos is by loy mashal ben ar, and by mashal ben ar, then it's mutter, and that's the line from Meishu Sechem l'mishrei varim p'darim. But according to the lashon that says that even b'kshem you don't need mashal ben ar, so how do you learn? How could you learn the Gemara? The pasuk says oilas Chol b'Shabbos v'oilas Shabbos b'Shabbat v'oilas Chol b'Shabbos. So Taisus says another teretz, that the chiluk is if you're burning it by night, if you're coming by night and burning it, that's taka aser. Oil is Shabbos, rather oil is chol b'Shabbos. Normally you could be makdir the talmid from the day by night, that you're not allowed to burn. But if you're ready coming the next morning when you're starting the new maracha and burning it then, there you have the pasuk of the mishrei varim b'darim. Depends when you burn it. To burn it by night, there the pshat in there, oilas chol b'shabbos, you can't burn it by night. Masha'en came, when you're burning in the morning, when you're ready, anyway making the new maracha, so anyway you're starting a fire to burn today's karbanis, so already since you're starting the fire to burn today's karbanis, you could also burn yesterday's karbanis on the same fire, or even make a maracha b'fnei atzmai, because that you have the heter of Meshu Seichel, the Mishri of Arim u'Pedar. That's the teretz that the Taisus says, according to the Lashon, that you don't need Mashal Ben Ar. So here we have two pshatim. We have a pshat from the Ri and the Riva that the chilek is mashlim ben ar, loy mashlim ben ar. And the Ri and the Riva hold that whenever it's loy mashlim ben ar, it's also to miakter no matter what. And it's not tolling the tula shinus of the Gemara. And we have the Taisus' daichik that the tula shinus of the Gemara is only discussing if ksheim's a chiddish. And we have the Taisus Shanim stairs, the tula shinus are not talking about Shabbos. The tula shinus are talking about whether you make a maracha b'fnei atzmei b'chayil or you burn in the regular maracha. On that, you need Mashle Ben Ar. And then we have the second Teretz of Taisus, that there is a Lash in the Gemara, the Kshem, you don't need Mashle Ben Ar, and Taisus learns it's talking about on Shabbos. And he says, a chilek, if you're burning it by night, that's Aser. If you're burning it morning, when you're making a second Maracha, that's Mutter. That's the second Shita in this Sugya. And according to that Shita also, the Machlekes, Rabbi Nefchist, is only this Prat, if you're making a Maracha B'fnei Atzmai, or you're making it in the same Maracha. The third chilek to answer the kasha between Eilas Chayil B'Shabbos and Eilas Shabbos Shabbat Eilas Chayil B'Shabbos and the Mishra Yevarim Uptarim is Rishayim and Shabbos. The Ban, Rashman, Devon, Shabbos say another teretz. They say that even by Mashle Ben Ar, they're going with the teretz of Mashle Ben Ar, and they throw in another tanai that even by Mashle Ben Ar, the Mishra Yevarim Uptarim is only to put it on the regular maracha, to keep it on the regular maracha, you're allowed to add fire, you're allowed to be mahapach with it, you're allowed to do havara, the isra havara, on the regular maracha. But to make its own maracha, that's aser, because that's nichl in the pasuk of eilas shabbos b'shabbat of eilas chayil b'shabbos. That's what the Rishayin and the Ramban, Rashi and Ritva say in Masech the Shabbos to answer this stira. So it's the third answer, l'chayra. You have the answers, the difference between mashlim ben ar, loy mashlim ben ar. You have the answer if you're making it at night or you're doing it in the morning when they do the maracha. And then you have the answer of the Rashi, Ritva, Ramban, that even by Mashle Ben Ar, it's only when to keep it on the old maracha and add fire and burn it there, that's mutter. Mashenki, to make a new maracha out of it, that's aser. Why? Because Eilas Shabbos b'Shabbat v'Eilas Chayil b'Shabbos. So the Sikh Yitzhak already is Ma'ir, L'Chayil, the Ramban, Rashi, Ritva, are only going according to Rabbah, that says, Eina Daiches HaShabbos. According to Bar Kapara, he says, clearly, you can make a maracha b'fnei atzmam. Afilu b'Shabbos. They're not going like Bar Kapara. L'chari, they're going like Rabbah, that you can't make a maracha on Shabbos. You can only burn in the regular maracha. And they're also l'chari learning like Taisus, that Rabbah that says, Eina Daiches doesn't mean it's not Daiches altogether. Can't be, because l'mishu evarim b'darim hudasa. Eina Daiches means you don't make a separate maracha. But from them I understood a better avon in the sugya. Because I was very bothered. If you're going to learn like Taisus, that Taisus says, Sai according to Rabbah, Sai according to Avchista, it's Deich HaShabbos. What's the machlokes Rabbah and Avchista? If you make a separate maracha or not. L'chayr, what's that machlokes Tolian? Sounds like it's a Zaytik Prat. Do you make a separate maracha for the Evarim that were left over or not? Do you make a separate maracha or not? Then this is the Mishnah Malach asks the Kasha. Only Reb Meir holds you make a separate maracha. B'chol yayin make dalad marachas for the Evarim u'pedarim that were left over. According to Reb Yudin and Reb Yasi, the way we paskin, yeah, anyway, don't make a separate maracha. Even B'chol, you don't make a separate maracha. You never make a separate maracha. L'chari, the whole machlekes, Rabbi Mevchus is loya liba de hilchisa. It's also machlekes, according to Reb Meir, that says you make separate marachas. According to Reb Yudin and Reb Yasi, you don't make a separate maracha. So then, I saw brought down from Reb David Kalina to Shailas David, and he says the machlokes Ramei and Rabbi Reb Yasi is if you're mechuyev to make a set maracha. Ramei holds there has to be a set maracha every day to burn the Evarim Darim. You dafka have to burn them in a separate maracha. Mashenk and Rabbi Reb Yasi hold, no, you could burn them in the regular maracha, like we said in the early Yeshia, in the Tzidei maracha. You can burn them in the you don't have to make a set maracha for that. But l'kuli alma, you're allowed to make a set maracha for them. The machlokes here between Rabbi Nefchista is on Shabbos, are you allowed to make a set maracha for them, or are you only allowed to burn them in the bigger maracha? So what is this machlokes? What's this machlokes if you're allowed to make a set maracha? And the Rishayim are saying more. The Rishayim are saying that Eilas Shabbos b'Shabbat v'Eilas Chayil b'Shabbos is telling you you're not allowed to make a set maracha for them. You're only allowed to burn them in the regular maracha. How does it teach you that? L'chayr nipshat's like this, similar to the second pshat in Taisvis, that the Mishra Evarim Updarim say there is a Heter Akhtara. Ayla Shamash Matis says they don't have an egg in a Din Akhtara. They don't have a Din Akhtara b'fnei Atzmai that you could stand be mak to them. The Din Akhtara is subordinate to the Akhtara of doing the ones b'yayim. Migui that you're doing the ones b'yayim, you could do the other ones. So the second Pshat in Taisis was, doesn't make a difference how many marachas. If you do it at night where there is no haktar of the Shabbos Karbanis, so you can't do the haktar of the Friday Karbanis, because they don't have an egg in the din haktar. Ayla Shabbos is Shabbat, Ayla Schael b'Shabbos. Mashegah, when you do it in the morning, there already is a haktar for the Shabbos ones, so agav that haktar, you could also be marked the yesterdays. And that's out in the Man Yamin, it says you can make a marachah b'fnei atzmai. The Man Yomer that says you can't make a marachah b'fnei atzmai, he holds more. Even when Yitak is starting to make a marachah for today, but if you're going to make a separate marachah for them, that's aser, because then you're being marked to them alone. When you're being marked to them alone, they don't have a d'chiyah by themselves. That's what you learn from Eilis Shabbos v'Shabbat v'Eilis Chayel b'Shabbos, that they don't have their own din d'chiyah. That's why you have to dafka make a marachah together with the other ones. And that's the lashon of Einay Deicha. As if it's Tam Shaili, you make the same maracha, different maracha. It's not a vart of Ein Deicha. The question is, how do you do it? No, it's more than that. You can't make an maracha. It's Chilul Shabbos to make its own maracha. To make its own maracha means you're being makdid by itself. It doesn't have the heter of the Ivar Hayyim. And the Melo, it's also Chilul Shabbos. It's you're being Iva Lav, you're being Iva Chilul Shabbos if you do it. But to makdid on the same maracha, then it's Deicha. Because that's what you learn from Meshvi Seichel, the Mishra Evarim Ubedarim, that it gets the heter of today's Maracha to burn yesterday's Evarim also. That's how I understand Pshat in the Sugya. Now, Kopanim, now we have three Mahalchim in the Rishayim to answer this stira of Eil Shabbos B'Shabbat V'Eil Eschel B'Shabbos. How that seems with the Mishra Evarim Ubedarim from Meshvi Seichel, that we have the Teretz, it's the difference if it's Mashal Ben Ar or not. By Mashal Ben Ar, you have the heter, by Loi Mashal Ben Ar, you don't, in all cases. That's the Ri and the Riva. This next Teretz of Taisis, according to the Lashon Mekshem, you don't need Mashal Ben Ar, makes a chilek if it's in the morning, or where you have the heter, migui, they have the heter of today's of Akhtara, or by night, where you don't have the heter. And then you have the Teretz of the Rishaynim, which the Chayr Shtim, like the Siach Yitzchak says with Rabbah, that Ayla Shabbos Shabbat, Ayla Shabbos B'Shabbos is telling you that you can't make a separate maracha. The Mishra Evarim Ubedarim is telling you you could burn it on the same maracha, and it's all by Mashal Ben Ar. Now you have the Shittas HaRambam. The Shittas HaRambam is, the Shittas HaRambam doesn't give you any heter to be makdir Fridays and Evarim on Shabbos. He says, Clark, that you can't be makdir in Perek Tuchestin and Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin. The Rambam says, Evarim shall tam daichen as a tum vein daichem as a shamus, al be'er shamus of van maktin a very tum and shall erv shabbos. You can only be makta the Evarim erv shamus on erv shabbos. A tum at chilasa daicha shamus is safe ain a daicha. And the chayr is teaching chilasa daicha was safe ain a daicha. That's the chayr, the memor of Rabbah, the way Rabbah learns of Huna, that chilasa daicha is a shabbos and safe ain a daicha. In other words, if you bring the carbon on shabbos, it's daicha shabbos naktar. If you bring the carbon erv shabbos, it's not daicha. He doesn't make any chilik of Mashal Ben Ar. He doesn't make any chilik of a maracha of the Atzmai or its own maracha. He doesn't make any chilik if it's by night or by day. So the Mishnah Lamelech discusses it. And the Mishnah Lamelech says that that the Rambam held like Rabbah, and the Rambam learned up in Rabbah that when Rabbah says Ein Adaycha Shabbos, he means Ein Adaycha, period. Not like Bar Kapara. Bar Kapara says you make a maracha of the Atzmai even by Shabbos. Rabbah holds it simply not Deicha Shabbos, period. Not with its own maracha, not with a different maracha. That the Mishnah says you make its own maracha, you learn just like the way the other Rishayim learn. It means dafka b'chayil that you make four marachas, but b'Shabbos you don't. And then Yom Kippur, the fifth maracha, is dafka Yom Kippur Shchal Yisach Shabbos, like the Gemara says. Shaila is, so where do you have the pasuk of the Mishra Yevarim Upadarim? Where does that pasuk come in, Lashita Saramba? When is it ever mutter? The Rambam's mashmit's never mutter. So there, the Achrayim say one of two terutzim. Either the Rambam learned like the Taz brings down from Rav Yosef Pyrus, that the Mishra Evarim Upadarim are talking about Dafka on the ones on Shabbos. The Mishra Evarim Upadarim is talking about the ones on Shabbos. The Talmud of Shabbos, you're allowed to burn it on Shabbos. Now, l'chayr it's shver, like Taisus asks, that you already know from Ma'il Shabbos b'Shabbatai. What do you l'mishrei? What do you mishrei seichem to teach you l'mishrei evarim pedarim? That you're allowed to burn the talmud of the evarim pedarim of the talmud on Shabbos and Shabbos. You know already from Ma'il Shabbos b'Shabbatai. So Rav Yosef Peyer says that would only teach you the shrit and the zrika. The shrit and the zrika is ma'akev of the kapara. That would be mutter. With mishrei evarim pedarim, you need to teach you the akhtar is also mutter on Shabbos. Yishayim argue. Yishayim much as the Rav Yosef Peyer. Because the other Gemara is that Amuchik, that Eilu Shabbos v'Shabbat is talking about the Akhtar, not the Shkit of Zrika. And the Shaila is also how it stems with our Sugi, with Bar Kapara that says that by Akapana, by Marshal Ben Ar, you're allowed to burn the Evarim of Pedarim on Shabbos. The Mishnah Melech says, could be, Rav Yosef Peres wasn't arguing on that. He just didn't zetzai in the Pasuk of Meshav Sechem to tell you Marshal Ben Ar. Marshal Ben Ar is a Naya Heter. That Marshal Ben Ar is another Heter that Bar Kapara says you can burn it on Shabbos. But that's not the head of Meshur Seichem. Meshur Seichem is telling you the Chiddush, you can burn the Talmud of Shabbos on Shabbos. But that would only be according to Man Yama that it's Taka Deicha Shabbos, like by Kapara and Rav Chisda. But according to Rabbah, it's not Deicha Shabbos. The Rambam learned up that in Mela, you don't have any heter to burn on Shabbos, even by Moshe Ben Ar. And Rabbah wasn't saying that you need its own you can't do its own maracha, you need to do it in the regular maracha. Rabbah was saying, Kepshuta, it's not Deicha Shabbos Bechlal. The other pshat that Achrayim say to answer the Mishra Yevarim B'darim Lefi the Rambam is that Meimer is Rav Chisda. The Meimer on Shabbos that brings the Mishra Yevarim B'darim is Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda L'shitasi holds it's Deicha Shabbos. So Avadah, he holds the Mishra Yevarim B'darim to tell you that it's Deicha Shabbos. Mashayin Kain, we don't pass like Chris, we pass like Rabbi, we use Meshav Seichem for other drushes. We mechlal don't hold the drush of L'mishrei Evarim U'Pedarim. So those are the two Mahalchim in the Rambam. Either the Rambam learned L'mishrei Evarim U'Pedarim like Rav Yosef Peyer's, that L'mishrei Evarim U'Pedarim only going on the Talmud of Shabbos, that that's mutter, but the Talmud of Erev Shabbos is also because Eil Shabbos is Shabbat, but Eil Eschel B'Shabbos. And according to Rabbah, there's no heter altogether, even by Moshe ben Ar, even though Bar Kapara holds the Moshe ben Ar, but Rabbah holds there's no heter Moshe ben Ar. Or the Rambam Mechlal wasn't, did hold, we don't darshin l'mishrei evarim b'darim. That goes according to Rav Chisda, that uses Moshe Seichel l'mishrei evarim b'darim. But if you hold like Rabbah, use Moshe Seichel for other drashas, there is no such drasha. Al Kapanim, the Shita Sarambam is that there's never a heter during the evarim b'darim on Shabbos. That misses the Magen Avram. In Simon Reish Samach Zayin says he's mutching on the Shaila, are you allowed to daven Ma'ariv early on Erev Shabbos? The minig was, it still is, that people don't daven Ma'ariv early during the week, but on Erev Shabbos they daven Ma'ariv early. From Plaga Mincha they daven Ma'ariv early. Shaila, is that a problem with Tarti de Sashi? If we daven Mincha until Shkia, are we allowed to daven Ma'ariv early from Plaga Mincha? So the Magen Avram says, a mechudish tika svara, why? Zak the Magen Avram, because the Ma'ariv is for Evarim u'Pedarim. The Gemara says in Brachas that Shachris is for the Talmud Shal Shachar, Minchas is for the Talmud Shal Erev. Ma'ariv is because Evarim u'Pedarim u'Ksherim kol alayla. On Shabbos, you didn't bring the Evarim u'Pedarim at night. You brought the Evarim u'Pedarim, you have to, for Erev Shabbos, you have to burn all the Evarim u'Pedarim before Shabbos. So Mel, who did Ma'ariv on Erev Shabbos, Ma'ariv on Friday, it's not by night, because the Evarim u'Pedarim weren't by night. That's a state in Magen Avram. He also brings from the Kolbe in Simon Reish Lamazayin, the Beis Yosef brings down that you don't say Vurachim on Shabbos because you don't burn the Evarim u'Pedarim on Shabbos. So the Marek Siyah says, it's Nista from our Sugya. Our Sugya says that by Moshe Ben Ar, you could burn the Evarim u'Pedarim on Shabbos. The Marek Siyah argues on Magen Avram, even argues on the Kolbe. But there, the Machzik Bracha there in Simon Reish Lamazayin says, Kama Rishayim say like the Magen Avram. The Kolbe brings it from the Archis Chaim, and the son of the Rashbats brings it from the Sefer HaManik, who was one of the earlier Rishayim. Kama Rishayim say it, and he says it's Mefurish Rambam, like we said. The Rambam that says in Astam that the Akhtar of Erev Shabbos has the Dafki of Erev Shabbos doesn't give any head of Moshe Ben Ar. That's a Shita Sarambam, that you don't bring the Evarim u'Pedarim no matter what. And what's the Pshat, how it's the Shem with the Sugya? Like we're saying, the Rambam passes like Rabbah, then it's Ein Adaych as a Shabbos, that's the Psaq of Rabbah. And he holds, not like the Rishayim, that Rabbah means you can't make a Baruch of the Atzmai. He holds Rabbah means it's just not Deicha Shabbos, period. And what do you do with L'mishrei Evarim u'Pedarim? So either the Pshat is, it goes like a Vesef Peiris, that L'mishrei Evarim u'Pedarim is going Dafka on the Talmud Shal Shabbos, Or he holds the dash of chista, and if chista l'shitase holds it is daicha shabbos, so we pass like rabbi. We don't dash him eshu seichel l'mishayvarim upadarim. So shtim's the heter of the Magen Avraham that they varim upadarim are not burnt on Shabbos.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.